we saw the tires starting to come down. Luckily, the group I was with was not in a in the immediate vicinity of the dust, but I knew people who were in our same conference who were caught up in the dust. We walked all the way up to Midtown Manhattan to the Morgan Stanley, and the two women had high heels on the whole time. We kept hearing news reports. People were bringing TVs out on the sidewalk. There were reports that the Pentagon had been hit. We saw jet planes overhead, fighter jets, but of course we weren't sure. They were so far away whether they were friend or foe. We weren't quite sure what was going on, except that we wanted to get out of there. My wife was up in the hotel room on the 10th floor. She's hearing impaired. And when she realized that she better leave the building, she went down the stairs, 10 floors, and ran out on the plaza between the two towers, which is a very dangerous place to be because of the metal that was falling down. She was directed by a security guard into the underground shopping plaza underneath the plaza, and she sat down to catch her breath, didn't have her hearing aids. When the second plane hit, she ended up exiting from that complex and ended up walking all the way across the Manhattan Bridge. I ended up going and finding out that she was finally alive at Bank One's Midtown offices, where we were taken and given food and drink and were able to make calls. And that was shortly, probably after 12.